On Amazon.com, you can find both big cups and little cups to keep your barbecue sauce in. Support Rob Has a Podcast and get the best deals online when you start your shopping at robhasawebsite.com/Amazon. It's Rob Has a Podcast, and now here's the guy who's never, ever going to sleep again after being exposed to Clowny, the creepy racist clown doll, Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to our Big Brother Sunday night wrap-up show. I am here live with you guys after the Sunday night episode of Big Brother, and I'm joined here by our expert on the scene, our chief Big Brother core rap respondent, Mr. Brian Lynch. Brian, how are you this evening?
I am well. How are you, Rob?
I'm good. I'll let everybody see you here on the Google Hangout. Brian, how's it going?
It's going very good. Who voted for David? Rob!
Whoa. Brian Lynch fired up here on a Sunday night. Just Brian and I here for you guys after a pretty wild Sunday night episode. The plan is to have Big Brother guests with us here every weekend, in addition to having Ian with us there on eviction night, but it's the 4th of July weekend. People are busy, but not Brian and I, because we do not miss a beat with this Big Brother coverage. And Brian, how many, over the 4-day weekend, how many hours of Big Brother live feeds have you watched?
I don't know. 4 days, 8 hours a day, over 20 hours.
Over 20 hours. Okay, that's pretty amazing.
Sure.
Pretty amazing. And so we are going to cover everything, but for the uninitiated, if you're just joining us here for the first time, we are only going to talk about the TV show first. We're going to recap everything that happened on the CBS Big Brother TV show. I forget what episode number it is, but we are only going to cover the events through the TV show of the nominations that we saw tonight with Alyssa and Helen going on to the block. Then in the second half of the show, we will talk about everything that's happened on the live feeds. And we got a real treat for you that Brian Lynch has put together his chart of all the alliances in the house. And we are going to review that visually. If you're listening to the audio feed, you can watch that anytime on our YouTube channel. Go to robhasawebsite.com/YouTube and subscribe to our YouTube channel if you want to see the visual of that. And it's pretty impressive, all of the alliances going on in the house. But Brian, all right, let's kick it off. And of course, we have you guys watching us live. The chat room on robhasawebsite.com is fired up. Over 300 people are in the chat room right now. We also have our hashtag, RHAP. If you send us your tweets or post them on YouTube, we will be able to take your comments on the show. Jessica Frey is fielding all of your tweets that are coming in, hashtag RHAP, and on YouTube and in the chat room. So if you ask your question, we will find it and put it on the show. But we will get to that in just a little bit, Brian, because we've got a lot to get to. On a big night, we had our HOH competition. We had Aaron named the HOH. But probably, let's not bury the lead here. I think the big story here is finally the live feed people and the TV viewers are on the same page. It's been such a big story with the live feed watchers, the offensive comments made by many of the house guests, but Aaron takes the fall. Were you surprised to see that on the TV show tonight?
No, because a lot of the scenes they showed of house guests talking about it has been occurring over the past few days. I never drew the connections that they were definitely talking about it in DR and that it was going to be part of the show. But it doesn't surprise me that it actually got on the show. It was just shocking.
Did the other house guests get off easy? I mean, from everything that we've been seeing over the weekend, it looks like Spencer, too, has been put on leave from his job. I mean, I'd be reporting that correctly. Is that what he's on? Is he on leave?
I'm guessing it's a union job, and there's like a specific process in order to – so he's on unpaid leave during the show.
He's on unpaid leave. We have Gina Marie has been let go from her job. Aaron's been dropped from the modeling contract. But really, it seems like Aaron took the fall for all of the offensive comments going on in the house.
Yeah, I think they showed Gina Marie making one comment. Caitlin was there for pretty much all of the comments. Jeremy and Spencer's comments were left out of it. You would assume that it was about what the house guests were talking about in DR and what was brought up, and those are the moments and issues that they discussed or shown on the show.
Yeah, I think the show has a problem because I think they can paint Aaron as racist, but if they make the show about how there's about like five or six different people in the house making offensive comments, it turns into I hate this person to I hate this show. And I think it's a very fine line that CBS has to walk here.
Yeah, but you know, once say for instance Howard starts making comments about, you know, well, these racist comments, or I don't think he said racist, but I know for a fact McRae said that they were racist comments. So if they go into the DR and start saying that, then they have to find those comments, and if they're going to use that and show them, don't they?
We'll see where it goes from here. But right now, Aaron takes the fall. And I mean, it's really going to be, you know, this is something that's going to probably follow her for most of her life. I mean, it's not like otherwise she's been getting like a very endearing edit. She's being edited as the villain. And then on top of that, now we're adding, everybody already hated her. And now on top of that, we're adding this layer of, oh, by the way, she is incredibly racist.
Yeah, and Andy in a DR session tonight referred to her as the devil.
Yes.
So she's getting that painted on her too.
Yeah, so it's going to be very tough for Aaron. I think it's actually going to be very tough for all the players in the house. Luckily, we've talked about this many times before on the podcast. Rob has a PR firm, is in beta. We are getting off the ground, and we are prepared to represent, if possible. Our consulting services are for hire here to deal with the S storm that is going to be facing these house guests as they come out of the house.
So you're going to take on Aaron's rehabilitation project?
Possibly. Maybe we might. I don't know. Maybe if any of the house guests approach us for consulting, we deal in crisis management, and we may be able to help some of the Big Brother house guests. Here's what I'm working on for these house guests. Tell me if you think this will fly. All right. So, Aaron, how do you explain these horrible comments that you made in the house? We saw you on TV. We saw you in the live feeds. You said these horrible things. Are you a racist? And Aaron, this is the defense, which I don't believe this defense, but this is what I've worked out for Aaron, okay? Or any of the house guests that want to use this. Say, look, you're absolutely correct. The things I said in the house were despicable. I admit that. However, when I realized that the tenor in the house was one of inappropriate humor, I didn't want to alienate myself from the other house guests. I was playing a game to win, and so I had to say these despicable things to gain favor with the other house guests because that was the kind of stuff they wanted to hear. What do you think? Does that hold any water? It was strategy. It was my strategy. I was going undercover. I had to do what the other people were doing.
It's confusing enough to brain bang somebody into believing her, I think, but I don't buy it for a second.
No. Nobody should. That being said, I will be doing my first exit interview of the summer. I will be speaking with David tomorrow morning, and I'm going to need your help because I don't know if I have 15 minutes worth of questions for David at this point. Brian, what do you want to hear from David?
Oh, ask him why he didn't start taking showers.
Showering. Okay, that's a good question.
Ask him why he didn't, like, ever, I don't know. What can you ask, David?
What did he do? He didn't do anything. That being said, if you have a question that you would like to hear us ask David tomorrow morning, you can also either tweet it to me or, better yet, so I don't lose it, send me an email at rob@robhasawebsite.com if you have a good question for David, because I definitely need to crowdsource that one because I do not have anything I need to know from David except what he thinks about Aaron after seeing all these shows.
That's a good question.
Yeah. All right. So let's get into the episode here. Let's start with this HOH competition. And so we saw it play out live Thursday night. We knew what was going to happen, but we see the strategy involved. Brian, was it a mistake for the other players to go for the big cup, or did Jeremy just do such an outstanding job? Was that the right strategy to go for the big cup?
They did. You know, they just went straight for the big cup. So there was a lot of talk about that there may have been cheating involved, and obviously Big Brother says that there wasn't. But they were, in fact, like catching all that gravy, and just pretty much Aaron was handing over handfuls of gravy to them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they did what they had to do to fill it up. I guess some of the other people went for the small ones so they could catch up or something, but it didn't work for them.
Yeah. And so with Jeremy, he really got off to a very fast lead. I mean, we don't know if there was any sort of cheating to put the barbecue sauce in your hands and carry it. I mean, Jeremy's a big guy. I can assume that he probably has like a hand like a catcher's mitt, probably holding a lot of barbecue sauce as he was walking back and forth.
Yeah, and some people said that they were actually switching cups too, and they saw it on the video. And, you know, I just never went back to get it because if Big Brother says it's not cheating, it's not cheating.
Have we ever had a situation on Big Brother US like we've had on Big Brother Canada where they came back and said a day later that there was cheating on the videotape and we replayed a competition? Do you know if they've ever done that? I don't think so.
No, I think, well, you know, the buzzer issue in All Stars, but that was a technical malfunction.
Mm-hmm.
There were some people penalized in competitions for cheating.
Okay.
Like last year.
Yeah, I think once Grodner rules, there's no turning over the official. It's like wrestling. It's like there's no matter what happened. That's look. There's we can't do it over again. That's it. So
right, and go ahead.
Okay, so let's talk about Jeremy's decision here. He and Aaron become the joint HOH, or they have to decide who's going to be the HOH. Jeremy automatically defers. Did you like that move? Was that the right decision?
Yeah, for him, because he knows he's got safety and it guarantees him a spot to play in the next HOH.
Yeah.
I definitely like it.
Okay, yeah, I thought it was a good move, especially when he says that he has a chance to play next week. He doesn't get any blood on his hands, even though he got plenty of barbecue sauce on his hands. But the blood is really what he was concerned about. So I thought it was a good move by Jeremy. Let's Aaron get to be the bad guy after all that. So I really thought just a couple other things about the challenge or the HOH. I thought that McRae is really, we talked about this last week, what an exceptional host McRae is. I mean, he's really gone to the Jeff Probst school of challenge hosting.
Yeah, and, you know, I guess so. What are you specifically thinking about, though?
No, I just think he does a great job of calling the action, talking about where we are. Like, some of these Big Brother people hosting the challenges, it's pretty brutal. But really, I'm a big fan of McRae's hosting ability.
I got the sense that some of them comments were like said maybe later in the diary room and put in to the action.
In ADR?
I guess, if that's what you call it.
Yeah. So, well, they do that on the reality shows. So we'll see. But I think he did a phenomenal job. I'm more and more of a McRae fan, I have to say. McRae has really grown on me.
Well, I mean, I like his position in the house, but I'm not sure, like, about his thing with Amanda. It just could blow up in his face,
well,
potentially.
There was a funny moment during the HOH challenge where Amanda was on all fours and McRae was going to have a moment. I like Amanda too, I have to say. I'm a fan of this showmance.
Yeah, and Amanda was worrying about her implants blowing up in her face.
Yeah, there you go. Has that happened before? It seemed like Amanda was very concerned about this.
I don't know. Has anybody ever popped an implant on Big Brother? I don't think so.
That's a good question. It's a good question. So we had a few. Okay, let's talk about the have not situation during tonight's HOH competition. So after the, we never had a, I've never seen this before on Big Brother. So after the challenge was over, Aaron has to pick who are going to be the have-nots immediately. And she's like, all right, I want to know who voted for David to be voted out of the house tonight. And nobody's raised their hand. Yeah, he got 7 votes. Nobody wanted to cop to it.
That Nick DR was so funny. It was like, who voted David out? Oh!
Yeah, Nick had a funny episode tonight. And we'll talk about the stuff with Jesse later on. But it was very funny. So let's talk about the picks for have-nots ended up being Helen, Alyssa, Andy, and who was the fourth one?
Candace.
Oh, Candace. Yeah. All the,
of course.
Yeah, she hits all of the everybody that she's had a problem with. So they are the have-nots for the week once again. And so the stage is set for Aaron's reign as HOH.
Yeah.
So when we talk about everything with counting the votes, we get a little bit of insight into Spencer's plan here, where Spencer had a lot of behind-the-scenes maneuvering tonight. We'll start with his plan, which we talked about on Thursday, to tell Candace to vote for Alyssa to be voted out. Do you like what Spencer did here going into the live eviction?
No, I don't like it. I mistook it for a moving company plan to frame Candace for the vote. But it's actually a plan just for Spencer to cover his backside, you know? And it's actually kind of what has instigated all of this. It's exactly what's instigated all of this discussion about maybe a boys' alliance and things of that nature.
Yeah. So Spencer, he was really maneuvering behind the scenes with that. And then also in the episode, he comes up with this plan to get Amanda onto the block behind McCrae's back. Don't you feel like that is something that is going to blow this moving company up if that were to come to fruition?
Spencer has been talking about getting rid of Amanda since McCrae got hooked up with Amanda. He don't like the idea of one of the members of the moving company having a number two. Jeremy has a number two, but he goes to Jeremy and says, well, you lost your number two in David, so we need to get rid of McCray's number two, but Jeremy still gets to keep Caitlin. So if Spencer can get rid of one, he's just going to go around to all of them and pick all their number twos off.
Oh, boy. This is a trouble. This is four horsemen.
He is so jealous.
Yeah. This is how these things go down. It's always, you know, the brigade. You know, other than, you know, the Hayden thing with Kristen, you know, and that sort of like came to its end under sort of like natural circumstances. It didn't have to involve Enzo putting Kristen up. You know, we had, you know, they were able to sort of avoid the showmances, but this is how these all guy alliances always fall apart.
Yeah. I guess so.
They
just start having fun.
Yeah.
Implosion.
Implosion, like a breast implant on a slippery slope.
Right.
So let's talk about the sequence with Aaron's HOH room. We had Clowny, the very disturbing HOH clown. What's up with that? Why? I mean, does this explain a lot about Aaron's background, that she has been brought up thinking that this is like a cute, adorable thing, and this maybe helps explain what's going on with her thoughts on other humans?
Well, it would be nice to have like a backstory about Clowny, which I do. I know how she got Clowny. She was at Walmart when she was a kid, and she wanted a clown, and she pointed at Clowny, which is at the very top. Her dad asked her which one she wanted. She said, I want that one. And then he made the Walmart guy go climb up and get it.
Okay. There you go. So Clowny is very disturbing. I did not care for Clowny. This is from Taylor Cotter, and she wanted to know, Rob, you have mentioned your fear of clowns before. What would you do if you had to hang out in Aaron's HOH room? That's a great question, Taylor. I would be very scared, and that was one of the things that used to keep me up awake at night as a child. I would be very afraid that clowns in paintings and whatnot would come to life and come get me. And I like to think, as an adult, as a man in my 30s, I think I would be able to be in the room with Clowny, but I can't promise that. No promises. It would be uncomfortable.
I had a clown when I was a kid, and then I watched Stephen King's It.
Yeah.
And then I didn't have a clown anymore.
Right, right. Poltergeist, too. There was Poltergeist 1, I should say. There was a clown, I think, that came out from under the bed. And I think the kid's name was Robbie in that movie also. So did not care for that.
No, I don't really care for clowns.
Yes. Rob has a PR firm, wants nothing to do with Clowny. I'll tell you that right now. Yes. All right.
Sad clowns are okay, though, I think.
How about no clowns? Are they even funny? Do they even do anything that's funny? Have you ever laughed at a clown?
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't. All right. So
I usually laugh when they bust their ass.
Okay. Well, they fall down. They get hurt. I guess that's funny.
We laugh when Big Brother house guests fall down.
Yeah. I do like mimes, though. Yeah. All right. So let's talk a little bit about what's going on with Alyssa and everybody, you know, the one side of the house. What are we calling the other side of the house? The young people. Do we have a official name for them?
Not really.
Okay, we'll just call them the Aaron side of the house for now. They hate Alyssa so much. Can we put our finger on exactly why they hate Alyssa so much?
Well, number one, because she's Rachel's sister, and she said a whole bunch of stuff about them talking behind their backs, which they never give any examples of. I said no alliance name, but the alliance name of Aaron, Caitlin, and Jeremy is currently the Triangle of Thrust.
Okay,
so,
and more on that later.
Right.
So we have Alyssa in the mix here, and so do you think that everybody is? I guess we'll talk about this more when we get to the live feed stuff. I was saying that you should do a shot every time Spencer says the word weaponize. Do you like that strategy of saying, hey, let's keep Alyssa to be our weapon to be able to nominate whoever we want to get out?
I do kind of like the strategy if you can pull it off, but they obviously aren't pulling it off. I guess we can't really talk about a lot of the stuff, but until we get to spoilers. But, you know, they really abandoned that idea when it came to this. You know, Spencer wanted to get Amanda out, or Alyssa, or anybody.
All right, so after we had the sequence in the HOH room where with Clowny, all of the, you know, young people were hanging out upstairs, and they're talking about their plan of what they want to do. They are saying, let's nominate Alyssa and let's nominate Helen because, you know, for whatever reasons, they had something to do with David going up. So then Nick comes upstairs, and Nick's just like chilling, but they're talking about how somebody is lying in the group. So what did Aaron say? She said basically to Nick, if I find out that you're lying and you voted out David, I'm going to cut your wiener off. Is that what she said?
Cut your balls off in your sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. Could that be, is that a threat? Shouldn't you be evicted from the Big Brother house for saying that?
Well, I don't know the rules. I haven't read the rule book, Rob.
I thought you knew this. I thought you're not allowed to physically threaten the other house guests. If I find out you're lying to me, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah. But if you say I should slap you in the face, is that the same thing?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I don't know.
Okay.
Let's evict Aaron.
Sure. Why not?
Let's just get rid of her.
That's why she gets evicted out of anything.
You interview her next week and it'll be over with.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on with Jesse and Nick. That was also a big segment on the show. Jesse coming off as very annoying to Nick. Nick called her a stage 5 clinger. How bad is that in the house from what you've seen?
Well, from week one, she's been going to you name it, Jeremy first, then to Nick, and their spoiler new guy that she's coming after too, causing fights. So that's her thing. She goes around and causes issues. I mean, she said it. She was like, what she was. Everybody's got their lover. I want my lover too.
Yeah.
So that's what she wants. She wants her lover.
Can we fix her up with anybody? Who do we have in the house? How about Judd, Double D, or J-U-Double-D, Party Darty?
There was kind of talk about her hitting on him or maybe him hitting on her, but I don't think Judd's kind of into it. I mean, it would be a bad game move,
yeah,
don't you think, for Judd to attach himself to Jesse?
Now, how about, I got a strategy for Jesse here as she comes up on the screen behind me. So for Jesse, everybody says that, and there's Nick, that her best feature is not what's in front of her, but what's behind her. How about instead of always being in front of Nick, how about she's always walking away from Nick?
That would make Nick happy.
Yeah, that's a win-win for yeah.
If she's walking away, Nick's happy.
I think Jesse needs to reverse course here. Now, I've never been in Nick's situation to have a female very attracted to me and to the point of being annoying about it. I've never experienced this. That being said, it seems like for Jesse, she needs to change a strategy up here.
I don't know. I hadn't got her thrown up on the block this week.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
so,
well,
sometimes you if you're just the right amount of annoying, people will keep you in the house. She's doing it just right.
I guess so. And then for Nick, yeah, he's trying to avoid Jesse. That was interesting that Nick got in the bed with Gina Marie when he was trying to get away from Jesse. Is there anything going on with Gina Marie and Nick?
No. There's not. I mean, they're tight. Their alliance is tight because Gina Marie is committed and trusts Nick, but there is no romantic involvement. Gina Marie wants there to be some. Nick does not.
Gina Marie, I thought, had a bad night tonight, too, on the show. I mean, I like Gina Marie less and less, I think, every time. The more I see of her, I thought she – what was she saying on the she wanted to know. Oh, she was like the person that was behind Aaron, and Aaron's like, "Yeah, who voted for you?" And she's like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who's the scrub? I need to know right now. Come on. If I find out who's the scrub, I'll kick you right out of the house right now." You know, she's horrible. Gina Marie.
Yeah, she makes chicken palm.
I'm going to go and make you some chicken parm in the house right now, and then we'll go make an alliance, and then that's it. And we'll get rid of Alyssa. No, she is really, really horrible, Gina Marie.
Yeah.
So nothing going on with Nick, right?
No.
Okay.
I think Nick – okay, here's Nick's deal. Nick is in the moving company. He is committed to that. He says that he's going to ride or die with that, and he don't care if it puts him out of the house. And he tells them, it is so miserable being with all these girls. You just can't imagine how much work I'm doing for y'all. And that's the way he's approaching it.
Yeah. All right. Good for Nick. I do like Nick. So we'll see how it works out for him. Okay, so then Helen comes and talks to Aaron, and she has this strategy talk, which doesn't end up working. So basically, I thought what Helen said with Aaron, I thought it was a bit confusing. Did you like her approach with Aaron when she took her aside before nominations?
I mean, I do kind of like what she was saying because it would make sense to me, but I don't think that Aaron is the type of person just to – once she hates you, she hates you, you know? And she don't like Helen because she hates Alyssa, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's really the reason that Helen's up on the block, is because she's the closest person to Alyssa.
Yeah, I felt like Helen was coming at Aaron and saying, hey, there's a lot of people in this game, so you could, like, we could work together, and when it comes time to get your enemies out of the house, I could be the person putting or getting your friends out of the house. And I felt like, well, I think that's the wrong approach here to talk about, hey, I'll get your friends voted out of the house.
But it's basically like a micro downscale of what the moving company is doing, really, though, right?
Yeah, I just thought it was too big of a concept. I think Aaron's brain for is Aaron. Not ready to handle that.
I think you saw her in the DR. She was like, oh, she's super sketchy. She's super sketchy. Like her head was going to blow up.
Yeah. Can I go back to Gina Marie just for 1 second?
I'm pretty sure
that she said she tried to say falls into pieces, and I'm pretty sure she said that everything was falling into pizzas.
Yeah, she did. I did catch that.
I'm standing here. I'm watching everything is falling into pizza over here.
And you should hear her on the live feeds, like, always talking about crazy stuff, like having to shave her private standing up. And
why did she have to? Why is she standing up?
I don't know why she has to share this with anybody.
Are they so long that if she was to sit down, that would be the problem?
I think because she's doing it in the shower.
Okay. All right. Well, not again. We did not need to know. So how about this for Aaron? I think that this is not really a good sign for her that Jeremy comes upstairs and he basically he calls himself the puppet master, and no sign yet if Clowny is actually a marionette, which can be controlled with puppet strings. But Jeremy tries to throw Amanda under the bus here, and Aaron sort of buys it, but doesn't end up putting her on the block. Do you think did Aaron buy that Amanda was the mastermind, but just she hates Helen so much?
Well, McCray and Amanda got to work, securing an alliance with Aaron. So there's that deal in there that she was weighing out. I don't think they showed the McCray, Amanda, and Aaron discussion for safety before nominations. But they said that they were all going to work together and vote out Alyssa. Aaron eventually, I guess, ends up believing that. But still, she's kind of on the fence about getting rid of her next week or whatever.
Okay. So then we ultimately end up with the nominations of Helen and Alyssa on the block. I felt like Aaron's reasoning, like she really felt like this was some sort of poetic justice here had been served, where I'm going to put Alyssa up on the block with her best friend because my best friend in the house got voted out by you guys. I thought that was a stretch.
See, they still, I mean, this ain't even a spoiler. Y'all should figure this out. She still doesn't know where the votes are at, right?
Mm-hmm.
That evicted David. So everything that she says is kind of obscured by her. She doesn't recognize what has just happened. She still doesn't. So she can't make a good game decision.
How about when Aaron was trying to pick out who should be the have-nots, and Aaron is like, all right, who voted for David? And Candace says, hey, I didn't vote for your boyfriend. She's like, he's not my boyfriend. Whoa. How about that? That's another thing to ask
you're
David about. Yeah. Yeah. My boyfriend. Boy. Good night for Candace, though. I thought she basically puts together everything with the moving company in this episode. So good for her, for somebody who we had not seen very much of through 4 or 5 episodes. A good job of basically putting all the faces on the board and sort of having like that scene at the end of Usual Suspects of Barbershop Quartet, Skokie, Illinois. Hey, there's a moving company.
Right. And I mean, she's onto it, but she's kind of kept in the dark. No one really trusts her. And it's strange that she's the one person that's actually really just speaking nothing but the truth to everybody, and nobody believes her.
Okay. All right. So unless there's anything else from the episode tonight, I want to get to what's been going on the live feeds and your alliance chart. So unless there's anything else that we missed from the show tonight, can you think of anything?
No, man. I'm just we're just rolling with the punches.
Okay. All right, so let's go ahead and let's wrap it up here for the episode, people. I think for most people, everybody, most you guys are going to stick around for live feeds. But just in case you're not, we have our interview with David coming up tomorrow. I'll also be talking about Whodunit later tonight with Kurt Clark. So if you're going to be watching some Whodunit, definitely tweet me your questions. And we'll talk about that. And then I'll see you on Eviction Night on Thursday this week. Don't forget the new date and time. All right, now let's talk about spoilers. It's spoiler time. Attention, disclaimer, spoilers ahead. All right, here we go. All right, let's talk about some spoilers, Brian Lynch. All right, so at this hour, we have a we have new nominations, we have new MVPs, we have veto winners. So where do we want to start?
Well, Jeremy, okay, we got to start with the MVP, don't we?
Start with take us through chronologically. What happened first, veto or MVP?
Alyssa wins MVP.
Okay.
So she nominates the third person is Jeremy. She nominates. Jeremy wins POV, and we're currently, if I'm not mistaken, we're awaiting POV ceremony tomorrow.
Okay. So Jeremy is on the block. He wins the veto. He's coming down off the block. Now, does Alyssa get to name the replacement nominee, or does Aaron?
That's the word in the house. I can't remember that they've specifically addressed it on the show, but in the house, they've told Alyssa that she will be making the replacement nomination.
Okay, so very interesting. So how many people total are going to be nominated? This is going to be the fourth person of the week going to be nominated?
Yes.
And who at this hour are we expecting to go up on the block in Jeremy's place?
The last name I heard come out of Alyssa's mouth was Nick.
Nick. Oh, very interesting.
Yes.
So let's play it out here, Brian. If Nick was to go up on the block, and it was Nick, Alyssa, and Helen on the block this Thursday night, who will I be talking to on Friday morning?
Alyssa.
Whoa.
Right.
Yeah. Interesting.
I mean, it's not for sure, though.
Interesting. We'll have to see exactly how it's going to play out. I really feel like, though, Alyssa, for, you know, as great of a Big Brother player or and character, I should say, that Rachel Riley was on the show, Alyssa, for my money, not bringing a lot to the table. Can I say that? Is that allowed? Can I say that? Really not bringing much to the party here for me?
You can, because, I mean, she's a more reserved player. I mean, she keeps everything in check, really. I mean, she has said some things that people have caught on to and blown completely out of proportion. It's like, these are the things she says that's so horrible. But she don't do some of the things that Rachel has done. I'm not slamming Rachel. She's just a different player than her sister is, even though that they resemble each other a lot.
Rachel is a one in a million reality TV show character. I don't think that's an exaggeration. I mean, if you were to like write out a list of the top five greatest casting choices in the history of reality TV, I think Rachel is on your list, and then we can argue over what the placement should be. Alyssa, I don't know. I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen anything.
I haven't seen Beast Mode, right? And Rachel was in beast mode the whole entire time, knocking down comps. You know, I mean, she was just a hardcore competitor.
Yeah.
That's what Alyssa needs to become.
From the moment she got there, she was a beast in the challenges. She was great in the diary room. She was crying. She was creating drama. The whole house. And basically, there's like a tiny bit of drama over people want her out. But Alyssa has not really brought much to the drama party.
Yeah, but I think that probably helps her game, though. You know, to.
But
I mean,
not
imagine
my TV show.
Not your TV show. I get it.
So, and at what point do we think that Alyssa will just continue to, I mean, how long can she just rest on, hey, I'm Rachel's sister, vote for me? It was one thing when we had basically 16 strangers. We don't know who any of these people are. Hey, this person is related to somebody that we like, so we're going to vote for this person. But now we're 2 weeks into the show. Now we've gotten to know some of these other people. I mean, if Alyssa stays in the house but continues to be sort of a non-entity, how much longer can we expect her to actually win MVP? Won't somebody else become more popular than she is?
Possibly. I mean, I don't know the magnitude of the Brinchell army and all that they're capable of. So, I mean, she hasn't lost MVP yet.
Well, it's only been 2 weeks, though. And we'll see. But I think this will be very interesting.
Well, she might not make it to the third.
Yeah, she might not make it to the third. If she does go out the second week, though, who do we think could be the next MVP in the house?
I'm going to say I would put my money on the person that was closest to Alyssa and did the most to help her out, and I would say Helen.
Yeah, I do think I think Helen is most likely MVP if Alyssa goes out this week for a number of reasons. One, she was close; she would then inherit the Alyssa votes. But then two, I mean, she sort of like was begging for America, please make me MVP. She's also a mom, and I think people have sympathy towards her for that. But the people that hate Aaron, and basically Helen was at the brunt of receiving most of those personal attacks from Aaron, all those racist jokes were mostly Asian jokes. I think people are going to feel bad for Helen, and to spite Aaron, they'll give her the MVP.
Right. Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. But there's always a chance that it goes someone like Nick, you think?
I don't think so. I feel like McCray had a really great week one. I could see McCray gaining some popularity. But I kind of feel like now that he needs a good week. I feel like he's not there yet, even though he's won me over.
I think McCray probably should have got MVP out of first week, right?
Yeah.
He should have been this MVP, just based off of winning both competitions and securing all those deals and coming up with these crazy plans to save, to put Alyssa on the block and save her. And I think he probably should have got MVP then. But
yeah,
this is never going to go to best player. We know that, right?
No, we knew that. We knew that going in. All right, so let's get to Brian's chart here, which is pretty amazing. So we're talking about all these alliances in the house, and I'm gonna bring this up. All right, so here we go. This is Brian's chart of the alliances here in the house, and so Brian, why don't you talk us through that? Why don't you start at the middle and then work your way outward?
Oh, of course, in the middle, we have the moving company with Jeremy, Howard, Spencer, McCray, and Nick. On top with Jeremy, we've got the triangle of thrust with Aaron and Caitlin involving Jeremy. And then we've got connections between all these people going out. Howard, Judd, Spencer, McCray, and Amanda have got like this alliance thing going on, but Spencer and Howard's in the moving company. Helen and Alyssa are connected. I got Candace way up here with no connections. She's really close to Howard. She trusts Howard and takes his advice on things. She really needs to get down here with Helen and just start working with them kind of nonstop, I think, in order to stomp out the moving company, right? What do you think?
Well, I think it's I take your word for it. This is your chart here, Brian. So I think that let's go through it piece by piece and sort of talk about the different sectors here. Okay, so I guess let's start here in the north. This is like the map of Winterfell. Let's start here up in the north, and let's start here with the triangle of thrust. Is Jeremy more in with the moving company, or is he more in with the Aaron Caitlin alliance?
Well, Jeremy is in with the moving company. I mean, we've seen it even on tonight's show where he was saying, I've got to throw these girls off. But he is controlling the triangle of thrust for the moving company. So he has a lot of pull with the moving company, and he's the one that's pushing get Alyssa out the whole time. And no one really wants to stand up to Jeremy because, I mean, Jeremy went to everybody in the moving company and said, hey, if Alyssa don't go out, if the votes don't go the way I want, I'm blowing this up. I'm not in the moving company anymore. So he's threatening them, threatening everybody else. So I guess he's kind of in charge of the house right now.
Brian, do you think Jeremy's playing a good game?
No, I do not. He's on everybody's radar. He's being very abrasive to everyone, very cocky, full of himself.
What are the chances right now? It's July 7th. What are the chances right now that Jeremy makes it to jury?
Pretty good, because he's still, as long as the moving company don't boot him, mm-hmm. You have to figure that his loyalty to them will, you know, keep it together. So I think it's good that he would get there, but there's also a high possibility they'll get tired of him and boot him.
Okay, so let's take another look at this chart here. Let's figure out, where is this thing most likely to fracture? Because I don't see this being like a brigade type thing where these five guys basically make a run to the end. At some point, this is going to splinter. Can you find the fault line here across this chart?
You know, you see Spencer and how he really has no number two attached to him, and then other guys that have their number twos. I kind of feel like McCray might split off, but then again, Nick could be totally like, I'm tired of this, and he just bolt, right?
Yeah. I mean, basically, what if we like sectioned it off here and take this Nick McCray chunk? Could Nick McCray, Andy, Amanda, Alyssa, Helen, well, and let's assume Alyssa's not in there, could they sort of break off into their own iceberg here?
They could. Nick is really wanting to get Alyssa out this week. You know, he may go up on the block because of Alyssa. So who knows? But the other three describe themselves as the original three. So that makes sense, is where the split would be in numbers of the moving company.
Now, the guy who I thought really had a good night tonight, and I really have been impressed with him watching him on the live feeds and on the Big Brother After Dark, is Howard. And I think he's playing a really strong game. I mean, where's his core of power at? Besides every muscle on his body.
Right in the center, yeah. He is the most reserved player. He's very hard to read. He is loyal to the moving company. I think all this drama and uncertainty about everything that could go down with Alyssa or Nick going or whatever is kind of freaking him out a bit. But he's extremely composed. He's got this Judd, Spencer, McCray, and Amanda thing going. So he kind of teams up with McCray and combats Amanda and Andy's focus on keeping Alyssa. So McCray and Howard are definitely the ones in this bottom alliance that are pushing their alliance members to get out Alyssa.
Okay. So we'll see exactly where it happens. I think the sooner that the moving company gets rid of Jeremy, I think the better their long-term prospects are going to be in the game.
Yeah, you think they'll probably try to get rid of Caitlin first? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, but why? I mean, you got a big deal. You got Caitlin out of the house. I mean, it's like that. She's such a floater. Who cares if you got Caitlin out?
Well, it just seems like the moving company's trend to get rid of Amanda is going to be bigger than booting Jeremy out of the moving company.
I think that's a mistake to get rid of Amanda, because you're going to push McCray away and you're going to drive. If they take Amanda out of this puzzle here, it's only week three. If you take Amanda out, then all of a sudden McCray is no longer in the moving company. Now he's a free agent. He could go and pair off with, you know, all these other people that are outside of the moving company, and he could be the person who basically leads the resistance against the moving company in the house.
Yeah, and even in this diagram, you can see how McCray is like just right in the center of all the relationships and the connections. So he has a lot of influence on the outside of the moving company. So if they turn on him and he feels like that they did turn on him, I would expect him to go berserk. I would.
Yeah. And another guy that I think is playing a really strong game is Andy. I thought Andy had a really good night. I mean, he's all over the place. If you watch the feeds and you watch the After Dark, I mean, he's in almost every conversation going on with people. He had a really great scene with Aaron tonight, talking about how reminiscent of some things that might have been said in Survivor of the Amazon, talking about how he decided to come clean to Aaron about his lying, but he's actually going to be giving her more lies. And I thought he did a really good job, avoided being even thought of as somebody going up on the block by having that conversation with her. And he's anywhere. I mean, nobody's coming after this guy.
No, he's going. He's obviously ran straight to Aaron, cut the deal, said I'll vote Alyssa out. But then he's running back to the other side of the house, saying we got to keep Alyssa. So, I mean, he's working both sides of the house. Judd is working both sides of the house. If you catch a conversation that Andy's not involved in, stand by, because he'll be running right into that room in about 5 seconds.
Yeah. And something else that he does that I was watching on the After Dark last night, you know, they're all like huddled up in a room, and no matter who comes into the room, like whoever knocks at the door, that they act like they're excited to see them, which is really funny, because it's never like, it's like, oh, could you just give us a minute, because we're just talking about something. And no matter whoever comes to the door, they're always like, good, come here. It's very funny to see like at just how fake everybody has to be to everybody else in the house.
Andy's kind of starting to turn out like the Kramer of Seinfeld, where he just comes like running into the door. Like if he knows somebody's been in like one room talking for so long, he'll just come barging in and say, I know y'all are talking about me. And just everybody will laugh. So he gets into the room in specific ways. It's crazy.
Good. I'm feeling good about my pick for the winner.
Well, I don't know. I think he's playing
too hard.
This many connections, playing both sides of the house, he's telling them, I am going to tell these other people what you're going to hear back later.
Yeah, it's
so
too early.
Maybe he does have like that right balance in the playing both sides of the house, but usually it blows up in people's faces.
Yeah. Who was your pick again? Who'd you pick, McCray?
Yes.
He's looking good too. We had some good picks here.
Yeah, but we get in there and we get nervous about it. So we want our picks to win, but, you know, I'm just glad I didn't pick Aaron.
Good. All right. Anything else over the 4-day weekend before we bring in Jessica Frey and your questions?
Wow, there's been so much. I don't even know.
Give us the headlines.
Most recently, it's all about, you know, Amanda and Andy butting heads with McCray and Howard about what's going on, Alyssa's fate. But Nick has been labeled a gay by the girls. Aaron has
been
campaigning to tell Gina Marie that, you know, that's why he don't want to have anything to do with you, is because, you know, he's gay. And so Gina Marie and Caitlin and Jeremy, they all think he's gay or whatever. I don't know. Jeremy probably doesn't. He's just like going along with it, you know?
So that's the reason why Nick doesn't want to hook up with Gina Marie, because he's gay, not because Gina Marie talks like Joe Pesci.
Well, that wasn't the first explanation. The first explanation was because he's with, he's Brendan, you know, Brendan Villegas's brother or something.
Sure.
So yeah. So
makes sense.
And he's secretly working with Alyssa. But then the other side of the house think that Nick is kin to Dr. Will and Dan.
Okay. Yes. Dr. Will's or Dan's long-lost brother is in the Big Brother house as Nick. It's a stretch. It's a real – these people are very confused both in and out of the Big Brother game. That's the only explanation.
It is a stretch, but these are the reasons that Nick could be going up as the MVP replacement nomination. So take it or leave it.
But Alyssa has to make the nomination. So why would she do that? I mean, does she think that he's Dan Giesling's ex-roommate or whatever?
Yeah, the Dan Giesling and Dr. Will things come out of that side of the house. You know, the other things came out of the Triangle of Thrust. But
yeah.
They think it – see, they don't know that it kind of dooms them in a way if Nick goes up, right? Because he's got the support of the moving company. You know, it'd be better to put somebody up like Caitlin, because the moving company would more easily switch their minds, I would figure, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, but if they put up Caitlin here, how many people, I mean, would Jeremy then have the moving company vote out Caitlin, or would the moving company try to, you know, pull one over on Jeremy and take out his number two here?
They would have to do something weird to appease Jeremy with the whole situation. That's why everybody's just falling back to the...
Hold on. I thought the whole plan was to weaponize Alyssa and that she's going to be the MVP, and then every week the moving company was going to pick who they want to get out of the house. How in the world did the first off somebody from the moving company go up, and now he won the veto, and now somebody else from the moving company is going to go up? I thought the whole plan was that she was going to get out the people the moving company wanted.
Yeah, and I completely agree with that. But the whole thing with, you know, David left and Jeremy was close to David, so he kind of had to suck it up with the moving company and said, yeah, okay, I'll do this, you know. I mean, he was able to throw his vote to David, but he was in on the plan. So he is, you know, the blood is on his hands, and I can't even believe I'm using that term with Jeremy.
Yeah. oh, no.
Where was I even at?
But Brian, how is it possible that there could be three people on the block this week and none of them are people that the moving company wants to get out of the house?
Because it's what Jeremy wants, right? It's what Jeremy wants. Jeremy don't like Alyssa, so that's why Alyssa's going up. Jeremy was probably the one person in the moving company that kind of felt shafted by the whole deal last week and this whole let's weaponize Alyssa thing. He don't care about. He's got the power and he's going to do what he wants.
Okay. Well, this moving company is seeming like a pretty ineffective alliance right now.
Well, Jeremy told him, you do what I want or I'm out of the moving company.
Okay. Well, you got to get rid of that guy.
So it's an ultimatum from Jeremy.
We don't negotiate with terrorists around here. That's
right. Well, if you don't negotiate with Jeremy, he's coming after you. And he'll tell you that to your face. If you don't do what I tell you, I'm coming after you. He's already told everybody, if Alyssa don't go, he's going to target the people that kept her.
He's great. I mean, he is great television. And I have to say, you know, he's an idiot and not anybody I'd ever want to spend any amount of time with. But he has been great television so far. He has been casting gold. I will give them an A-plus grade for finding Jeremy.
Are you offended that he said that he was the puppet master?
Why would I be offended? I am afraid of clowns, not puppets, Brian.
Okay, but I mean, it's the Dr. Will thing, right? Gina Marie and Aaron did a Chill Town phone call on the live feed.
Oh, boy. How'd that go?
It was offensive. To me.
Yeah. What did they say?
It was ridiculous. It's like, ring, ring. Hello, it's me. Hey, Alyssa, your ass is going on the block. Ha, ha, ha. Something stupid.
Stupid. How about Hatgate? Was there an update to Hatgate 2 over the last couple days?
Hatgate 2, you know, well, other than Alyssa saying, well, this has happened. You know, I don't know why you wouldn't vote to get this guy out when he was on the block, because he was just going around bullying women, you know? So that's basically the story about that Hatgate. The Hatgate 1, though, Candace and Aaron seem to have made up or gotten over that. And they've got their little deal worked out, maybe.
Okay. All right, so let's go ahead. Let's bring in Jessica Frey, who's been monitoring your questions here in the chat room and on Twitter and on YouTube and all the different places we could take your questions. And Jessica Frey also attended a live taping of Big Brother on Wednesday night. Jessica, how was that? I mean, we don't have your audio yet. Okay, well,
she was one of the screaming fans.
Yes, she was very happy. Here we go. Yes, that was it.
We actually got stuck in traffic, so we weren't able to make the taping.
Oh no, disaster. But,
I mean, it would have been exciting to see, but I don't think I would have been one of those booing people as much as Aaron says some crazy stuff.
Yeah, were you anticipating such a warm reaction for David when he came out of the house? I thought the crowd would have been anti-David, but they cheered for him when he came out of the house.
I have a feeling that, like, obviously we didn't make it, but I have a feeling like CBS was like, you have to cheer for them no matter who it is or who.
Yeah. So. Okay. Yeah. Brian, I was watching on the live feeds on Thursday night. I heard that Candace said that when she cast her vote, she heard the boos outside for when she cast her vote to evict Alyssa.
Right, and Aaron took that as the clue as to, yeah, Candace is telling the truth, even though everybody around her keeps telling her that Candace was lying about her vote. So I think that was a clue to Aaron.
Because Aaron thinks that the crowd was in favor of David?
They were not in favor of anyone voting Alyssa out.
Okay.
Is what the crowd was in favor of. Right?
Okay. All right. All right, so let's take some questions here from Jessica Frey. And here is question number one from BeanMe100. With Jeremy seemingly in control of the house and Nick possibly going up, do you think that Jeremy would try to vote out Nick to take full control of the house? Could we see a moving company civil war a la Quattro this early in the game, Brian?
We could see it early in the game. I don't think it's going to happen this week. As recently as today, have witnessed Jeremy and Nick confirming their
distrust
deal. Right.
Okay.
They trust each other.
All right. So we'll see. I mean, we saw very early. It was around this time in the game on Big Brother Canada when Peter and Alec don't trust Tom. They're going to try to get him nominated, and the whole thing with Liza. So these all guy alliances can fall apart very quickly.
They can, but they can also take over the house and put it on lockdown very quickly if they're very committed and loyal to each other.
Okay, here we go. This is from Gunnar Stahl. Does Aaron have the potential to be the greatest villain in Big Brother history? So who is the greatest villain in Big Brother history? Let's start there. Is it Evil
it
was, Evil Dick?
But Evil Dick,
Dick
or
but here's Dr. the thing,
Will
though.
Chiltown,
but
whatever.
But the there are villains that are loved by many people. And then there are villains that are hated by all. And I think that she has an opportunity to be the person who is the most hated by all. There are no Aaron fans out there other than Aaron's family, correct?
Yes. And they yell at me often on Twitter.
They're Aaron fans or Aaron's family?
Aaron fans.
Who are the Aaron fans?
I don't know. They're the ones that keep telling me that Nick's gay and he's queer and saying
all
sorts
of horrible
things. Oh, no.
The Aaron fans are racist also and homophobic?
Well, who the racist going to be fans of?
Oh, so okay. So all of the racist and homophobic people, they have adopted Aaron as their champion in the house?
Hey, could she win MVP off the racist vote?
It's possible. It'd be one hell of a story. Oh, no. But I guess could Aaron be the most hated Big Brother contestant of all time? Is that possible? And who is the most hated Big Brother contestant?
Personally, I'm not going to hate her if she just cleans up her act and then plays the game respectfully to the game and doesn't throw a flip and get evicted, expelled somehow, you know?
So who is the most hated Big Brother contestant?
Who is the most hated? I think, personally, I don't hate them at all, but just Shima just tossing her microphone.
Yeah, we don't like that. We don't like
just
quitting.
Saying, screw it. Just totally wrong.
Yeah.
Totally wrong.
We don't like that. Okay. Let's see. How about, what about Natalie from Big Brother 11? Anybody like her?
Did anybody like Natalie from Big Brother 11?
Yeah.
Natalie from Big Brother. Why am I drawing a blank on Natalie from Big Brother 11?
Jesse's buddy that she went to.
That went in the final two. Yeah, you hear a lot of people don't like her, but, I mean, she played a badass game.
Okay. All right. Yeah, here we go. Next question. This is from Real BG Low. Aaron was shown as the main person using foul comments on tonight's show, but it seems that Spencer is the biggest culprit. He had a comment yesterday about the Holocaust that was awful. Thoughts? I mean, what are we going to say? Spencer has said some lousy things.
It's old news.
Yeah.
It's week one. It's week one news, basically.
Yeah. Apparently, he also said something about Adolf Hitler was a great speaker. Which I don't know why that would come up under any circumstances in the Big Brother house. But, I mean, he's in an alliance with his BFF in the house is Howard. I feel like he gets some points for that, right?
I mean, I can't stand to watch him. I mean, I'll go to a different feed
Yeah.
just because of the things that's going to come out of Spencer's mouth. Jeremy is almost the same way. He says things like, if something negative happens to one house guest, he'll say, that person got Jewed.
Oh
Or he'll
boy.
say, I'm a Cherokee, but I'm not a murderer or assassin.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just stupidity rolling out at profound levels at this point.
Yeah, they're just, dumb people saying dumb things. It's really what it comes down to. And I don't know, like, I think we want dumb people on our reality shows, but I don't know how you screen this out.
Well, I mean, it would be really exciting if someone said, like if Howard was like, put them all on blast, right?
Yeah.
And just put his foot down about everything and just whipped everybody into shape. But that's not going to happen because he wants to win.
Yeah, but it would be great if sort of like in his fine in his like pre-recorded words of like for like okay all right Spencer, in the event that you were evicted tonight, here's and he would, I don't think he'd put Spencer on blast, but let's say
No.
Aaron is on the block next week, and Spencer in his words to Aaron like all right Aaron, in the event that you were evicted tonight, let's take a look at the screen, and he's like, Aaron, how dare you? You said these things about me and about people, and I like you are the most offensive person. You are vulgar. I hope I never see you again. I mean, wouldn't that be great if he did something like that?
It would, but I mean, in all reality, we're probably going to see her catch hell from a lot of people, and Howard's is going to be probably very little of that. They probably won't even show Howard because of how reserved and calm it actually
I mean,
is
it'd be
of a
great if
goodbye
he put her
message.
on blast in the final words. That would be pretty fantastic. Okay. Here, this is from Keith Ramage on Twitter. If Helen and Alyssa can survive this week, what would be their best strategy? Because now they seem to know about MC, moving company. Okay, so if Helen and Alyssa can survive the week, what would their strategy be moving forward? Do we need to bring up the chart again?
Yes, we can. Now, they seem to know about moving company. Just because she listed all those people don't mean that someone came to her right after that and just erased her memory of all of those names. So they think that there's a boys alliance together. They think that includes Jeremy, Nick, and Spencer, right? So they're not putting the five together. And they're going to certain members of the moving company to try to sway them to vote their way. So they don't know about the moving company, really.
Okay, so
It
let's
could.
if Alyssa and Helen can make it through this week and say hypothetically they get Nick out of the house, which would be a real shame because he's playing a great game. Hate to see him go out this early. So now you have Alyssa and Helen. You would have to imagine Andy is involved in anything that they're doing. So that's
Yes.
three. And then could they pull over Candace also to work with them? I mean, that would be a good
Candace,
four.
if they win HOH, Candace, Judd, all these people will come to their side, and Alyssa, Helen will take on Jeremy.
I mean, that'd be pretty powerful considering then if then Alyssa wins MVP again, and if somebody on that part of the house has HOH and the MVP, I mean, that is an alliance that could roll here for a bit.
Yeah, and I don't think that, I mean, there's already discussions between multiple people that Jeremy's going to have to be backdoored. He's already getting the Frank comparisons. So personally, I don't think he's going to last. He's got to be the first one out of the moving company
Yeah. And if
for
you're watching
sure.
us here live, my chat room is saying that it's undergoing maintenance. So if you are having trouble with the chat room, you're not alone right now as we're in the wrapping up the last couple of questions on the live show. Sorry about that inconvenience. All right, here we go. A couple more questions for you, Brian. This is from Philly Sports 0822. Robin Brian, who would be a better target for the moving company next week? Helen, Candace, or Amanda?
Oh, wow, that is a good question. I think you want to keep Amanda. I don't understand the moving company trying to take her out
Me
because
either.
I do think that McCray does have a certain amount of control over, although she does play her own game and she's resisting McCray. But the other two, Candace and Helen, Candace is very smart, but she has, I mean, she's got kind of figured out she's the one on the trail the soonest, but she has the least connections. compared to Helen. And Helen is also very smart. And I think if you take out Helen, that would probably – I think Helen would be the better choice to get rid of if you're the moving company.
Yeah, I think too much collateral damage with – you lose McCray if you get rid of Amanda. Candace seems like a floater. Helen seems like the smartest of the three. But I would select D, none of the above, if I had to.
Yeah, who would you get out if you're the moving company, though? Who are you
See, the
after?
Problem with the moving company is, like, going back to, you know, your diagram one more time, it's that they're every single person, it's like this big Jenga game right now, where anybody that you're going to try to get rid of from the house is connected to one of the other people. So one of the people in your alliance is going to be pissed because they say, hey, why are you getting rid of one of my people? Why don't we get rid of one of your people? And so it's like Alyssa and Helen are the two people that aren't connected at all to the moving company and are kind of the perfect people. Maybe Andy could be somebody that they or Jesse, just because, or Candace, because they're not connected to any of the moving company people.
Would it be safe just to hope that one of the outside people win HOH so that the moving company can just influence and direct, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that person that's got influence doesn't necessarily have to let the rest of the moving company know that they're steering them to vote this person out. Yeah. They rarely get together and talk. It's done by like one-on-one meetings, and information's passed. Like a single thread of information can take hours and hours to make it all throughout the moving company.
Yeah, the beauty of an alliance like this is because you have so many connections to the other people in the house, it doesn't matter who wins the HOH. The problem is if you keep winning the HOH and make your alliance known, then the other people who are not in the alliance can band together and take out your alliance, and you will no longer have influence with the rest of the group.
Yeah, so you really think that Jeremy giving the HOH to Aaron...
Yes, smart.
I mean, it's smart, but at the same time, he is perceived as the guy that's running the HOH anyway.
Well, kind of like Alec on Big Brother Canada when he gave the HOH to Andrew that time, but he was kind of obvious about it. He's like, here you go, you're the HOH. You know, if you can do that subtle, I think that's the key to, you know, that's why you have these guys like Dan Giesling and Dr. Will, that they don't try to win the HOH, but they always have a lot of influence in who goes up on the block.
Right, and the moving company has a lot of influence over, they have influence over every single person in that house via someone else in their alliance.
Yeah. All right, here's a question. Nick wants to know, more offensive Aaron from Big Brother or Colton from Survivor? I would prefer not to. Look, they both said things that were not that good. I don't think we can compare which was the more offensive comment. Sorry, Nick.
Right.
Sorry. We'll do racist power rankings on the next podcast of who's the most racist. Here we go. Bean Me 100. With everyone thinking Candace is a liar, do you think there's any way she could use this to her advantage? Could Candace use her reputation as a liar to her advantage?
This is the strangest thing to me, is that she is not the liar in the house. I mean, she's like one of the most honest people in that house. And it's confusing to watch her game, because she's not sticking with – when she goes to Helen and Helen and Alyssa, you know, she gets a lot of good information. And then when she goes back to Howard, he just wipes it from her mind.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I don't know what she's going to be able to do if she doesn't break that trend.
All right, two more questions. Here we go. This is from Sue Chung. Do you guys think that Amanda will ruin the moving company's plan or help them throughout the game? Will Amanda be the Yoko Ono of moving company, Brian Lynch?
I think she's probably going to fall in line with what McCray wants.
What?
This week.
Yeah.
I do.
This week.
If she wants any more of the pizza boy, if she needs any more deliveries, she better do what she's told McCray, but I don't know. I mean, really, we're right in that stretch where anything can happen over the next day.
Who is Amanda's, or the next, like, who is she most loyal to besides McCray? What's her deal? Is she really tight with Alyssa and Andy?
She wants Alyssa to stay. She, Andy. Yeah, Andy's like the guy on her side about keeping Alyssa right now. So her and Andy are going right at McCray and Howard saying, you know, this is stupid. Judd's come in and said, like, this is stupid. This is a no-brainer. Alyssa is one of ours, and you want us to get rid of one of our numbers? That's just stupid.
Yeah.
That's what they're telling. That's their argument. I don't understand why this makes sense to y'all, and they're not putting it together.
Amanda, Andy, McCray. I think that's my three favorites right there. I think those are the three. I would like to see that alliance sort of move forward in the game, maybe pick up Helen, and I'd like to see them sort of, you know, do their own thing behind the scenes.
Well, Helen's on deck to be picked up by them if Alyssa goes, unless she runs to Aaron.
Okay, well, we don't think that's going to happen. I don't think so.
Well, if she does, she's going to be knocking off one of Aaron's friends, right?
I guess so. Once she hears that manicurist impression, though, we'll see if that how long that lasts. All right, one more question. Here we go. This is from Tyler Williamson. Is Nick in the worst position in the moving company? He has the least amount of people outside of the moving company. All right, one last time. Let's go to the thing, and here's why Nick's in trouble. Nick, I think, is starting to be seen as the brains behind the moving company and the smartest person in the house, and I think that's never a good position to be in.
No, but he doesn't have all those connections that everybody else has, so on the flip side of that, if it all blows up, he gets the least amount of exposure from it in a way.
Yeah. And
is
Nick doing himself a disservice by not picking up Jesse? I mean, could he not have sort of Jesse around as sort of like a fomance a la Shane and Danielle from last summer?
I would not trust Jesse because Jesse goes to everybody in the house. It's well known that she does it. And she starts trash with everybody.
Okay.
Or no, she starts trash with everybody's man.
Whoa, and nobody,
and nobody. Those girls start in on her.
Yeah,
and it's just a big mess. The drama follows Jesse wherever she goes.
All right. Well, the drama follows Jesse, and the drama follows Rob has a podcast every episode because we are going to be here with you guys all along the way on Big Brother 15. So a couple of programming notes. Okay, I told you tomorrow morning I will speak to David and have our first exit interview of the season. Then this Thursday, Big Brother moves to Thursday night, 9 p.m. And so at 10:15 Eastern, I will be live with Ian Terry at our new time slot here to recap the second eviction from Big Brother 15. Then on Friday, I will talk to the second person evicted from the Big Brother house on Friday morning, and I will have that for you guys. And then next Sunday night, we will be having a Big Brother winner with us. We are scheduled to have a June Song appear with us next Sunday night at 9:15 p.m. Eastern, and then of course we'll be talking about Who Done It, and maybe we'll get into a little bit of Siberia, which was crazy this week. Brian was too busy watching live feeds to check that out, but we will talk about Who Done It episode 3 later on tonight. Of course, if you want to get in on some of this Big Brother action, you can check it out anytime with a free 2-day trial of the live feeds on CBS.com. Go to robhasawebsite.com/livefeeds. And if you enjoyed the show tonight, please give us a thumbs up on our YouTube page because it helps people find the video and only helps us with our YouTube channel. And feel free to subscribe to never miss an episode of our Big Brother podcast. And if you want to subscribe to the audio feed of this, you can go to robhasawebsite.com/iTunes, or for the Big Brother feed only, go to robhasawebsite.com/BBpodcast. All right, Brian, is that enough announcements?
Yeah, I'm excited about the June Song news.
Yes, June Song, that according to June, it is going to be about 3 a.m. her time when we talk to her. So hopefully,
ouch.
Hopefully baby Noah sleeps through the night and we can have a nice talk with June.
Yeah, that's some Big Brother commitment right there.
Yes, very committed. So next Sunday night, June Song. Have a great week, everybody. Thanks, Jessica Frey. Thanks to all of our commenters. And great job, Brian, tonight. And we'll talk to you again soon. Take care, everybody.